Blustery November weather is here, with high winds and heavy rain set to be increasingly common around the province, so BC Hydro is warning people to take precautions to secure loose items in their yard, and know what to do if you encounter a downed, damaged, or low-hanging power line. During periods of heavy wind, unsecured items in your yard or on decks or balconies can become projectiles, injuring people and damaging cars, buildings, and electrical infrastructure. For example, during a powerful windstorm in November 2024, a covering on a piece of patio furniture was blown off a high-rise deck in White Rock. The airborne cover struck a nearby BC Hydro substation, resulting in extensive damage and a loss of power for 14,000 customers. However, a recent survey found that 37% of British Columbians do not secure outdoor furniture or other items during major wind events. As the province transitions to cooler temperatures and seasonal storms, people are encouraged to prepare for the shift to fall weather. Bring seasonal items such as patio furniture, barbecues, bicycles, and play equipment indoors for the season if possible. Clean out your eavesdrifts and keep storm drains clear of leaves and debris to reduce localized flooding. Strong winds can frequently uproot trees or break branches, so be prepared for power interruptions from tree damage or downed power lines. BC Hydro is also reminding people that any downed, damaged, or low-hanging power line should be treated as an emergency. If you see one, stay back at least 10 meters, roughly the length of a school bus, and call 911 immediately. About 47% of British Columbians say they have encountered a downed power line, but 31% are unaware that there is often no visible way to tell if a line is live. It may not be smoking, buzzing, or sparking, but it can still be deadly. Low-hanging lines can be especially deceptive. Because they are often still connected to poles, people may assume they are safe, but they are not. Always keep your distance and report the hazard by calling 911. Driving during storms can also be dangerous, particularly if heavy rain is obscuring your vision or rain is pooling on roadways. Never attempt to drive or walk in floodwater. Approximately 15 centimeters, 6 inches, of fast-moving water can knock over an adult, and 61 centimeters, 2 feet, of rushing water can carry away most vehicles, including SUVs and pickup trucks. Floodwaters can quickly wash out roads and bridges, so be prepared and plan an alternative route. If your vehicle hits a power pole and a line comes down, stay inside the vehicle and call 911. Assume that the line is live. If it's safe to do so, drive at least 10 meters from the site. If you must exit the vehicle due to a fire or other danger, remove any loose clothing, then jump clear without touching the vehicle and the ground at the same time. Land with your feet together, then shuffle, heel to toe, until you are at least 10 meters from the vehicle. For more information and tips about staying safe this fall season, visit www.bchydro.com/staysafe.